You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. It is a Thursday, and I'd like to welcome you to the latest edition of Cinema Chat. My co-host for the past 25 years has been Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters, and we're on and rapidly moving into year 26. Glad
That's
to do it,
right. Woohoo! Well, the New York Times had an article on Sunday that the headline of it is, "Will there be movies 10 years from now?"
You've been answering that question for as long as I've known you, and probably longer.
So it's funny. This kind of pops up. But, personally, the movie industry went through an extremely tumultuous time back in the late 40s, 50s, and early 1960s that really reset the movie industry to what we think of it now. Going out to movies is something that you sure as heck don't have to do, and you haven't had to do it for, 70 years with television coming in. But subsequently, all the technologies have only had incremental effects. If you think about jazz, if you think about folk music, if you think about classical music, they're still around. They're still around, but they're not as popular as they were 300 years ago or 100 years ago or 50 years ago. Things change over time, and that certainly is true for people going out to movies. But it really is kind of a deep human need to go out.
It's not as much about the content as it is about the experience, right?
Exactly. People like to go out. There are people who are nutty about opera and classical music and jazz. We know there's a lot of folks that are nutty about jazz. Listen to WEMU. But it's not the popular music that it was.
By the way, that was Russ Collins characterizing you. Nutty.
I'm one of them. In the 1920s and 30s, when it was in 40s, when it was a huge popular music movement, it was the rock and roll of its era, and it's the essential virtue of jazz has remained as the popular kind of dynamic of it receded, and the same thing's true with movies, and that popular dynamic receded back essentially in the 1950s. But going out and experiencing this great art form. And, it's called a closed narrative in that the narrative arc kind of begins, peaks, and then ends within, an hour and a half or 2 hours, as opposed to the open-ended kind of stuff that people do on television.
Well, and part of the movie experience comes after the movie, when you go out for a cup of coffee or for a dessert, and you sit and you talk, and you have this communal experience,
right.
A social experience. So it's well beyond what you see on a screen there in the dark and watch.
Exactly. It's the social experience. I call it the campfire desire, because I think it deeply resonates with that notion that we used to have, community leaders in the tribal area, where you sat by a campfire and you got told the tribe's stories, and that kind of flickering light sitting in the dark with the community members is really, I think, what resonates deeply with cinema. But
I may have gone to a different camp than you, but I like campfire desire.
Yeah, exactly. I think it works. So I'm very, very sure there'll be movies 10 years from now. But it will change. It always changes. If you think about jazz, if you think about rock and roll, if you think about any kind of movie or any kind of art form, it changes through time, and the market dynamics change as well. So that will continue to happen. So, speaking of market dynamics, we have some stuff that's opening up. The summer horror film of the week is Annabelle Comes Home. So Annabelle Creation is the name of the film, it's a scary doll story once again, the family that inhabits this house. The daughter has her friends over, and this evil presence that visits itself through this doll.
It seems like we as a population have somehow come to a conclusion, at least to a degree, that dolls are somehow inherently evil and inhabited by spirits. Right.
Dolls
and clowns. Right.
So, there's Chucky that's in the theaters right now, and Annabelle. So if you have your doll, make sure you don't take it to the theater.
2 years from now, we'll be talking about Chucky versus Annabelle.
That's right. You can just see it, can't you? A movie that I'm very excited about that we actually played as a Secretopia. There's two films that we're playing this week that were part of the Secretopia screening dynamic during Cinetopia. One of them is Yesterday.
I just love the premise of this movie.
Exactly. So there's a mysterious global blackout that happens. This one gentleman, played by Himesh Patel, who's from BBC's EastEnders, wakes up, and he's the only person in the world world, apparently, that remembers that the Beatles actually existed.
Right.
And so he's...
All trace of them has been eliminated from everywhere.
That's right. He looks on the internet. He, you know, can't find any trace of them. But
he knows the songs.
He remembers all the songs. And so he starts playing them for people, and they go, oh, my goodness, those are terrific. And so he ends up being this huge pop star. And anyway, it's kind of fun to put yourself in that kind of position that you have this pre-tested, unbelievably great song
kind of
portfolio.
Also points to the fact of how timeless the Beatles music is, because you can form a whole movie around it, and it works perfectly.
Absolutely.
Today.
So yesterday's open up, and it's critical consensus, a sweet, charming fantasy with an intriguing premise. What if you could be the Beatles?
So. Well, there's something to think about. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And what else is opening this weekend?
A wonderful French filmmaker, Olivier Assayas, who did Clouds of Sylmarie and Personal Shopper, has a new film that's a comedy. It's a French comedy, so there's a lot of sleeping around, of course. The film is called Nonfiction, and it's about this writer who makes kind of depressing novels that aren't going over too well in the market. But he's also kind of had and having affairs with lots of different people, including his publisher's wife. And Juliette Binoche is in this film, and she's great. It's got a really wonderful cast. And it's well acted. It's really sharply written. And it's not only a comedy of manners, but it's also a very poignant commentary on the traditional media and digital media dynamics as they come into conflict. So you've got this publisher of a book who is finding it harder and harder to get the books published in certain kinds of stories because of the competition with digital media. So
early next week, the next blockbuster comes out.
That's right, Spider-Man Far From Home, which we're actually going to show at the State Theater. So Peter Parker's back, played by Tom Holland, and Jake Gyllenhaal and Sam Jackson are in this. And Spider-Man decides to go on vacation, but, you know, Spider-Man really can't go on vacation. And even during vacation, he gets interrupted to have to save the world.
Well, I suspect our own Michael Jewett will be taking some vacation to make sure that he sees that.
Yes, and we will welcome Michael, a comic book fan and a movie fan for sure. So Ari Aster, who did Hereditary, the horror film that was huge last year, has a new film called Midsommar, and it's about these American kids there's relationships going on between them, but they decide to go to this Swedish summer festival way up north in Sweden where the sun never sets. And it sounds like a lot of fun, but it ends up being a very, very dark thing with these Swedish villagers maybe doing human sacrifice with American
sounds
kids.
Sounds like a fair family reunion.
That's right. So we've also got a classic screening on Sunday at 1 and Wednesday at 7 of The Right Stuff, the great, great, great film about the space program, the start of the space program. The 30th anniversary screening of Do the Right Thing,
which is not only held up, it has seemingly gotten better over time.
It's one of my favorite films ever. It's going to be Sunday, June 30th at 4 o'clock. Go check it out. There's going to be an outdoor screening on the Farmer's Market on Wednesday the 3rd of Casablanca. You can't go wrong with that. And people are loving Pavarotti, so go check it out.
Yeah, great documentary from Ron Howard.
Ron Howard, absolutely.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for once again joining us for Cinema Chat, a regular Thursday get-together here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.